Yes, everybody, what's going on? My name is Stephen Elson. This is Transfer Talk Live every single Friday, right throughout the transfer window, as we delve into what is going on. I think we've pretty much only got one of these left. I'm on holiday next week, so next week we're not having one. So there's going to be one more Transfer Talk left for everybody. Please subscribe if you're new around here. We will be talking about Pogba in the outs section, unfortunately. But we've got some ins to talk about first. So let's get into those. The first one that we're going to talk about is Gareth Bale, mate. So Gareth Bale is a player that I think that a lot of United fans are absolutely desperate to sign. I'm not of the opinion that we really need a winger. It would obviously improve what Manchester United have got as a first choice. The guy brings goals, he brings assists, he brings excitement, he gets the crowd on his feet. But I think there's other areas, other necessities that we would have to be looking into first. I am going to be checking out the comments as well. So please get in your questions and comments. Just one second. We have got nearly 500 watching. So if you are watching, let's see if we can get it up to 250 or 500 likes nice and early. So cheers, everybody. So let's talk about Gareth Bale then first and foremost. So talks with Lopetegui, I believe is how it's pronounced, was said to have been positive. It seems like he's going to be getting more regular first team football after Cristiano Ronaldo's move to Juventus. Does that mean that the move to Manchester United is completely off the cards? I'm not entirely sure it is, because I think that Ed Woodward would go to the ends of the earth to bring in somebody of Gareth Bale's quality to Manchester United. I'm absolutely certain of it, in fact. What do you guys think? Would Gareth Bale come in and push United over the line and maybe make us champions going into next season? Do you think that's what we need? Or is there areas that we should focus on before that? So the next one that we're going to talk about then is Bonucci. So now Bonucci, they're saying... Bonucci's just dropped a tweet out, I think a couple of hours ago, saying, regained what we had achieved in the field. I don't know what he means. Does that mean, obviously, AC Milan have been allowed back into Europa competition. Is that them now not needing to sell as we first thought? I think it could be something along those lines. We are seeing... We are seeing loads of news about Bonucci. He's been linked with Manchester City. He's been linked with Chelsea, who don't really need a centre-half either of those. But he's saying, obviously, he's not going to need to leave for European football now. AC Milan have been reinstated into the Europa League. So he could be less likely to move, although he's definitely undoubtedly one of Milan's biggest assets. And I didn't think he would go for a lot of money if he was going in this window, but reportedly PSG are down for a £35 million bid, which is a hell of a lot of money for a player of this guy's age. I'm checking the comments as well, so keep getting your comments in, and I'm going to read some of those out in a second. The next one that we are going to be talking about then is Perisic. Now, Perisic, obviously a long-term target for Manchester United, somebody that we failed to get over the line last summer, and it was rumoured that it was only a couple of million pounds that was the difference between what we wanted and what Inter was after getting for him. We obviously failed that deal last summer, and with the success that he had last season at Inter, but more than that, the success that he had over the summer in the World Cup with that phenomenal Croatian tilt on the World Cup title. The Daily Express are saying yesterday that he will sign this summer. From what I'm hearing, Jose Mourinho has told Ed Woodward that he wants to get Perisic over the line. The problem when you hear things along these lines is, does that mean that he wants him and he's part of a list? Is he the second choice? Is he the third choice? Does he want him if he doesn't get Bale? Perisic can play on the left and the right, predominantly on the left. Gareth Bale can play on the left and the right. Is there an either or here? Or does Jose just want Perisic? I can see Perisic being more of a Jose Mourinho signing than I can with Gareth Bale. Let's see what some of you guys in the comments are saying. Dave Lewis says, have we signed Schneider yet? I think he's on his way. Someone says, pump up your ball. Yeah, we haven't got a pump, I know. That's from, I think that's from the 92-93 season, or 93-94 season, I think. Yeah, we need a new, we need to pump that ball up, definitely. Will Alexandro joins, says, Brandon, I think that United have gone hard for Alexandro, but I don't know if the fee is going to be an issue with us. I think we thought we could get him for a reasonable fee, and maybe Juventus don't need to sell as much as we thought that they do. He's a tournament player, says United Espen. Well, I'm assuming you're talking about Perisic. He's really not a tournament player. And I know that there's a case of World Cup goggles sometimes with some of these players, but I don't think that's the case with Perisic. I think Perisic is an excellent signing, and it was a miss last season not getting him. Harry Singh says, do I think the current squad is good enough for winning the title? Yes, I do, in terms of that we wasn't very far off last season. I definitely think we have to find somebody at left back, but I think with a little bit of luck, yeah, we could be good enough to win the title. I do think we've still got to get a left back. Should we talk about Paul Pogba? I really don't want to do this. I think there's an 80% chance Paul Pogba's going to go, judging off what I'm hearing from people inside the club. It sounds like Juventus are interested, although I don't know if that's Juventus just being dicks and trying to throw their name into the hat. What I've been hearing is Paul Pogba to Barcelona is a deal that is very likely to happen. That doesn't mean it's happening. I'm not sitting here saying, quote me, it's going to happen, because a million things that I don't control happen in the transfer window. All I'm saying is the things that I'm hearing from inside the club is that Jose Mourinho would be happy to sell Paul Pogba for the right amount of money. This has been on the cards since March. Talked to the Patreon group about this in March when Jose and Pogba fell out, and there was some talk at the time that Jose sees Paul Pogba as a sellable asset. Now, what I think is very likely to have happened is Jose's gone, I want to get that player, and Woodward's, or maybe that's Gareth Bale, and Jose's gone, or Woodward's gone, that's going to cost us X. We only had X in the budget. We can't afford him, and he's gone, you need to sell players. And I think he's gone, all right, let's get rid of him then. And I think that the current stock of Paul Pogba has never been higher. On the back of the World Cup, we all saw what came out in terms of the speech that he gave to the French team just before the game, which was phenomenal. Like, hair on the back of your neck stuff. We've seen him come out of there looking positive because we all knew he could speak French, and he can speak English, and he can speak Italian. And just starts dropping interviews in Spanish as well. Paul Pogba's stock has never been higher. Scoring in a World Cup final, putting the performance that he did over the World Cup, United could make a tidy profit on him. And I think that it sounds like that's what's going to happen. I do not believe Manchester United are a better football team without Paul Pogba. At all. And I think if Jose Mourinho doesn't then put that money to good use in the transfer market, replacing Paul Pogba with somebody else, then I think that United are massively, massively, massively missing a trick. The fans will go bananas if Paul Pogba is sold and Fellaini has been retained and playing in his place. Let's see what you guys are saying in the mix. G Singh says, the end of Mourinho if Pogba leaves. Zoidberg says, Pogba is really overrated, mate. Chin up. The thing is, he's not overrated. He's absolutely not overrated. William Price says, stop spreading fake news. If you think it's fake, mate, just fucking log off. I don't really give a shit what you think. This is what I'm being told. And those of you who know me and have watched enough of my videos know that I do occasionally get told some information from inside the club. This is what I'm giving you. If you don't fucking like it, don't watch. I genuinely do not care. Jas Singh says, yeah, in the Patreon group, Steve mentioned Pogba, sellable asset in Mourinho's eyes for a while. I think it was back in March. And Espen says, if that's real, get Jose the fuck out right now. Regan says, why sell Pogba for 150, 100 to 150, but buy Fred for 50? I don't think it's Fred is the replacement. I'm not even saying there's a 100% certainty that Jose Mourinho will sell Pogba this summer. What the word is if he gets the right price for him. My opinion, well, that's what I'm being told, my opinion is 75 to 80% chance that he goes. Smaller chance that he stays. Barcelona is what I believe is the destination, but it seems like Juventus are actually genuinely in the mixer as well, which I didn't believe, to be honest, after what they've just spent on Cristiano. But maybe what they've spent on Cristiano and they've recouped in merchandising and sponsorship sales, they've gone, fuck it, let's just get another superstar in, let's absolutely go balls to the wall for it. Or maybe that was something that was part of the Cristiano deal, that they had to also invest in other areas of the squad for him. Because I didn't believe Cristiano was going to Juventus for a long time neither, and he did, still. 316 says, we're obviously not selling Pogba 3 weeks before the season starts. We shall see, mate. I hope not. I genuinely hope not. I really hope not. I am a massive fan of Paul Pogba at Manchester United. I think what he does on the pitch is hugely underrated, and a lot of that is the media agenda and bias against him. As I said in the Graham Souness rant, which I know a lot of you saw, Paul Pogba was outputting more goals and assists per 90 minutes than Kevin De Bruyne. And then you get people trying to say, well, the sort of assists that De Bruyne was putting out were well better than Pogba. Who gives a fuck? I wouldn't give a shit if my striker was tapping him in from a yard out and the guy was passing him in from 2 yards away. It doesn't matter. What matters is what their output is. And Paul Pogba's output was very good. The Bigley says, sell Pogba, start Fellaini, win football. Can you imagine? Kashik says, if Pogba goes, there's not a ball-playing midfielder available and class unless we go after Modric or Cruz, right? I honestly don't know who we would turn to. I've seen all some of that. I know United was interested in Milinkovic-Savic. I think we've been put off by the price. I think we've also been put off on the price of Toby Alderweireld, who we've definitely been in for. Maybe this frees up some of the funds for us. But the talk of... What's mad to me is that I don't see us improving. Still, Gareth Bale improves us if we keep what we've got. If we lose Paul Pogba and bring Gareth Bale in, that doesn't improve us in my eyes. Unless there's a formation I'm not aware of that Jose is going to play. Now, he might be thinking, I'll play Bale on the right, I'll play Sanchez down the middle, I'll play whoever on the left. And we've got Big Rom up top. I only need two midfielders. And in Matic and Fred and Herrera, if he sticks around, and McTominay, I've got enough coverage there. And Fellaini, I guess, as well. But Paul Pogba is one of the players that does what Paul Pogba does in the world. The sort of vision that he has got, the passing ability that he's got. Paul Pogba is an elite footballer, and I would rather have Paul Pogba in my team than the money for selling Paul Pogba in the bank. Do I think Martial will leave? I do. Dembele plus 70 million is a good deal. Is it though? Jordan says, Cruz can't hold a candle to Pogba. I think he's so overrated. I would disagree with you. They're totally different style of footballers. I would love Toni Kroos at United, and that was a massive fuck up on Louis van Gaal's part. Toni Kroos was a Manchester United player. All that Louis van Gaal had to do was come and say, yeah sweet, let's have him. You know, I think he approved Herrera, he approved Luke Shaw, and he was like, yeah, I'm not interested in him. Matty says, how Pogba perform against City when we won 3-2? That's the Pogba that we need. He has it in him, he just needs to do it in the first half with Jose with good tactics, hopefully. Milinkovic-Savic is the superior player to Pogba, says Zoidberg. I'm sorry, mate, I do not agree with that one at all. Mohammed says, is Jose crazy? Does he not know what talent is? The thing that I have the problem with Mourinho is, I understand it's win at all costs, and I understand winning ugly. I couldn't accept if Jose Mourinho told me face to face, we're a better football team without Paul Pogba. I could not agree. I've heard Martial likes the idea of playing for Chelsea. Do I know if that's true? That's not what I've heard. I did hear that there was talk that he was up for selling him to a British club because he wasn't that asked about him. I tell you the Pogba KDB stat every video. Well, I tell you every video because people are still in the comments that don't believe it or agree with it. I don't know how you don't agree with a stat. I don't know how you can think it's an opinion that you don't agree with. It's a stat. It's a fact. And the reason I keep bringing up every single video is because it illustrates how one player has been treated by the media and how another player has been treated by the media. And a lot of people have bought into the narrative, and I don't agree the narrative. Imagine selling Pogba but re-signing Fellaini. Ridiculous. This is what I'm thinking at the moment. If Pogba goes, give us Messi or Rakitic. He's worth as much. I think you got him a bit. What's it there, mate? But all right, whatever. Winning ugly for me won't happen week in, week out. Here's the thing, innit? With Jose Mourinho, you can put aside all your morals and your desires to see certain style of football or this, that and the other because he's an extreme winner. The second he's not an extreme winner, you go, fucking hell, what are we putting up with here? I'd rather see Mourinho go and Pogba stay, bring in someone who knows how to use him. Where do we all think this leaves? Where do you think this leaves Jose Mourinho if he doesn't win the league this year? If he's come in, he signs Pogba and gets rid of Pogba because it's not worked out in his eyes or he's had a falling out with him and we don't win the league. Do you honestly see Jose Mourinho staying? Do you see what he's done with the coaching staff? Is that a potential positive thing? In my eyes, it is a potential positive thing. You could see Jose Mourinho reinvigorated with Kieran McKenna and with Michael Carrick either side of him. You could see him do wonderful things with those two either side of him. Yeah, and someone in the comments here, Superboy13, says the board are also to blame. It can't just be money all the time. United have to have a plan. And this is why I think a director of football is huge. Because even if there's a falling out between a player and a manager, director of football goes, no, you're not telling Paul Pogba. Are you fucking drunk? Dylan says, I love Pogba, but you're being hypocritical on the whole goals and assists thing. His first season where he got fuck all, you were banging on about chances created and saying they didn't matter. It's the narrative. People are saying Pogba flopped. And you can use all of the stats you want to show that Paul Pogba was not a flop. Last season, Kevin De Bruyne was lauded by loads and Paul Pogba was still being told that he's a flop. The fact remains that he got more goals and assists per 90 minutes than Kevin De Bruyne. It's literally using them in defence of Paul Pogba. I never said stats don't matter at all. I've never said anything along those lines. If Pogba leaves, nothing short of winning the league or Champions League, yeah. Yeah, you're right. I mean, all right, let's look at it the other way. If Paul Pogba does go and United win the league, are we all going to have to hold our hands up and go, fucking hell, Jose Mourinho's absolutely bang on. Don't know how he managed that with Fellaini and Scott McTominay in midfield. The Ragdoll Reject says, you can put aside desires, but you can't abandon our youth for United, for fuck's sake. That's a good comment. Now, I do not think that some of the issues that we've got in the team, such as I think left back and centre half, are the issues, and also arguably centre midfield, in midfield, are the issues that United needed to address or need to address. Unfortunately, I don't think we've got the personnel ready right now to step in and take those roles. I do think we've got those people to play backup centre half. I think we've got people that could come in, such as Chong. I thought Chong from the highlights yesterday was excellent, and it was so good to see. Like, there's a lot of negativity around United at the moment, but I thought it was so good to see Mason Greenwood being given an opportunity. And it was nice to see him get a shot off as well, showing that he really doesn't give a shit who the opposition is. He's having it no matter what. Angel Gomez, Chong and Mason Greenwood was up front as a forward three yesterday. Could give us a glimpse of what the future looks like for Manchester United, possibly long after Mourinho's gone. But we could also be looking at that as a forward three in the Youth League this season, and I'm very excited for that one. Matt says Pogba for Dembele, get some natural width. See, I don't buy the hype with Dembele, to be honest. I think if you're going to lose Paul Pogba, you have to bring in an elite midfielder. You have to. You can't just roll with what you've got. I'm a big fan of Ander Herrera. I think he's excellent at what he does, but he ain't Paul Pogba. Matic, I like him. I think he's very good at the job that he does. He ain't Paul Pogba. Fred is different. He's going to bring something different. He ain't Paul Pogba. And I think that's the problem, is you lose someone of Pogba's ability, and it doesn't matter how much money you've got, you can throw good money after trying to replace someone like that, but you fucking got him. I'd be absolutely sick if this goes through. Do I think Canick and McKenna would approve this Pogba transfer? I'm not sure. I'm not sure they have a say, to be honest. Pogba is too much of a key asset, not just in games, but commercially it would be stupid to get rid of him, says Inns. I think you have to go back to March, I think it was last year, when Pogba and Mourinho fell out. And I think there's a lot that has yet to come out about this falling out between Pogba and Mourinho. And I think what's happening right now and the potential transfer, listen, I am not sitting here saying 100%. So if he stays, don't come at me in the season and be like, you said Pogba was going. I said, it looks like 70-80% chance that he's going to go. Like, there's been deals that have been done and not happened. This is football. This is happening. Last season, the one everyone likes to bring up is Morata one last season. I was told by an agent of one of the players that was talking to Morata. Morata said he was coming. Morata thought he was coming. The next day, make me look a right dick, Lukaku signs for United. That's because the player thought he was coming. This is coming from somebody inside the club. It looks like there is some sort of thing going on with Pogba and with Barcelona and now potentially with Juventus. Who knows, apart from Mino Raiola, whether this is going to be something that actually goes all the way through. We don't need no Paul Pogba. I would disagree, my friend. What do I think of United yesterday? I think the kindest way I could say it was we was kind of shit. But it was nice to see the youngsters get given a run out. Alex says Dembele is extremely lightweight. Pogba is a modern Premier League midfielder, built in a skill set, huge asset, no doubt about it. Totally agree. Fosu Mensah gone or play on loan. The fact that he came on at right back yesterday means that I think that they're looking at him as a potential backup right back, which it might be the best place to get him into the team. I don't think he's positionally ready to play central midfield week in, week out. As much as I love the guy, right back might be his chance. I didn't think he was great yesterday though. Finn Unit, so is Raiola just shopping about his players as usual? It does sound a little bit like that, to be honest. Pogba can be a world beater at some games and look bang average in other games. We need more consistent players if you want to win the league. Let's cash in, says Chris. Pogba for Modric, says Mark. I do love a Modric. I don't know about that though. Bale is better than Pogba. Well, they're totally different players, my friend. Regan says, United are a laughingstock at the minute. Imagine the banter we'll get if he goes after we spent 2 years sticking up for him. Do you know what? You're fucking right. Ant says, Fergie should have killed Raiola years ago. Pogba is not leaving, says Big Mama. I wish I had your confidence, mate. Because it's hard to get excited about what's going to happen going forward when you think that there is a possibility that we could lose an asset. Even just pure playing side. I don't give a shit what players do commercially, but even from just the pure playing side of things, Paul Pogba is an elite footballer. We've said it already, haven't we? He's absolutely elite. And losing him, you are not a better football team, regardless. If Jose's got a system in his mind, then he better have the fucking players ready to play it that he is absolutely certain can go on and win the league. Because if he does allow Paul Pogba to go, and we do nothing next season, or we go backwards, the fans will crucify him. I think it'll be very hard for him to stay in a job. Would SMS be a direct replacement for Pogba if he leaves, says you, sir? I believe so. Jamie says, I've just ordered a shirt with Pogba on the back, for fuck's sake. Dangerous game, mate. Don't do it until the transfer window's over. Any more signings? Sandro seemed likely. It's gone pretty quiet at the moment, but when it goes quiet like this, I would expect an absolute rush of something to happen, especially now that we're talking, 2 weeks essentially before the window's closed. Do I think that the young players will still play when the whole squad returns in America? I don't think the whole squad's getting to America, to be honest with you. James said, I'd be disappointed with the bromance between Lingard, Pogba and Rashford. Wouldn't be the same. Yeah. I mean, it's not just the bromance. It's obviously, that's a very key part of team spirit as well. Jose is going to put Sanchez centrally. Wouldn't be shocked at that. We need Catamol. That's the kind of thinking that Jose Mourinho can get behind. Boateng to Man United. That one's gone quiet, hasn't it? That had a lot of fuss around about the time Germany was getting exited. I wonder if it was related. What do I think of Chong yesterday? I thought Chong was excellent. I thought his cross deserved an assist, really. The one that we put in for Herrera. It was a good header from Herrera. And I hope Chong is going to play his way. I think out of all the players on the tour, the one that I think that could stick around in the first team on the back of it, Tahith Chong is the number one of those. I think Gomez is a real potential world-class player, but like Fergie always said with Jesse Lingard, you're going to be in your 20s likely before you really start to have impact on games. And I think that there might be a risk of that with Angel as well. So I do think Chong, because of his size, I think there's a very real chance that could happen. Righty, I am going to wrap it up there, but thank you guys for tuning in. Please subscribe if you're new around here. We're going to be doing this, not next Friday because I'm away now for a week, but the following Friday. There's loads of content coming up while I'm away. I've got a podcast with Statman Dave coming up on Monday. Loads of top fives for you to check out, so please stick around. And I will see you in the next one. Laters. Welcome to the Stephen Howson Football Channel. This is where I will take you through everything that I do revolving around football, be it that at Old Trafford or elsewhere. This is where you will get your match previews, your reviews, your football vlogs, your scout reports, your transfer talk, your youth reviews, your documentaries, and anything and everything revolving around football. I absolutely love this game. Do me a favour and subscribe. Thank you for watching.